JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, NEPA educates public on crocodiles. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at the coconut brush. Stay with us. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be hosting a crocodile conservation and enviro fair in observation of National Environmental Awareness Week. Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deline Powell, says in light of recent reports of persons killing crocodiles for food, the agency will be paying keen attention to the protection of the reptiles.
We want to really educate persons about the fact that it is wrong to harm the crocodile, wrong to kill the crocodile, but also to help persons to understand that it is a very important part of whatever ecosystem it is in, because crocodiles are naturally scavengers. They help to clear the waterways and clean the waterways that they're in.
The Crocodile Conservation and Enviro Fair will be held at Hope Zoo on Saturday, June 7. The day's activities will include demonstrations in crocodile training. Persons will be able to interact with crocodiles and view various booth displays. There will also be a concert featuring dancehall group T.O.K. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And NEPA will be hosting a number of activities for National Environmental Awareness Week, June 1 to 7. On Thursday, there will be a debating competition among primary schools under the theme Climate Action, Island Protection. This will be held at the JN Source Center in Savannah Lamar at 10 a.m. And on Sunday, the Brayton Police Youth Club will host a cleanup at the Helsha Beach in association with NEPA starting at 8 a.m. And here's a tip on how we can help to protect our environment.
One of the things I like to encourage persons to do is to always remember the three R's as it relates to the environment, which is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Once we keep that in mind, especially as it relates to reducing the amount of fossil fuels we may use, also reusing any items that, of course, we may be able to use for any other purpose, and of course recycling, especially as it relates to our plastics. Once we bear that in mind, then we're on the right path as it relates to protecting and safeguarding the environment.
For today's Glimpse of Jamaica, we look on a homemade Jamaican cleaning item.
I want to talk about the coconut brush. The coconut brush is actually made from coconut. We get a dried coconut and we cut it in two with a saw, and then we take out the middle part of it, and that can be thrown away. And then the part that is left now is called the coconut brush. Well, in my days, what we used to do is use the polish, genie polish. For those who didn't have genie polish, they would get wax. The wax is what we get from the bee. And then we would heat that over fire and rub it on the brush. When we do that now, we would start shining our floor, and we will get a nice, nice shine. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica. My name is Corinne Watson, and I'm from Kingston.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ancar for producer Casita Irving and engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.